Chapter 13, section 2. This sanctification is throughout in the whole man, yet imperfect in this life. There abideth still some remnants of corruption in every part, whence ariseth a continual and irreconcilable war, the flesh lusting against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. In which war, although the remaining corruption for a time may much prevail, yet, through the continual supply of strength from the sanctifying Spirit of Christ, the regenerate part doth overcome. And so the saints grow in grace, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I thought it was on. We've been seeing that Christian salvation is embracive. That is to say, Christian salvation not only establishes us in a right relationship with God, justification, and in a filial relationship with God, adoption, Christian salvation pursues our transformation into the likeness of Jesus Christ. The ultimate goal of God's saving work in us is, as we saw last time, to conform us to the likeness of his Son, in order that he, that is Christ, might be the firstborn among many brothers. So the terminus of our sanctification is not our conformity to Christ. The ultimate terminus is that Christ thereby will be the firstborn among many brethren. It is the glory of Jesus Christ that is the terminus of our sanctification. Now, in the two sections before us this morning, in chapter 13, I think three great truths are highlighted. The first is, you'll notice, that sanctification is throughout the whole man. And the verse that the divines quote to substantiate that is 1 Thessalonians 5:23. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. This section reminds us that God's gracious presence in us is a transformative presence. Our intellects, our affections, our wills, our bodies, and our souls are being progressively transformed, so that just as sin has affected every part of our psychosomatic being, so God's sanctifying presence by his Spirit in us affects all that we are. And we should notice that this is a bodily sanctification. Our bodies are to be presented to God as living sacrifices, as Paul puts it in Romans chapter 12. In other words, sanctification has to do with the material and the physical. We are not incipient Platonists. We believe that the body is not a prison house that we are somehow to be freed from. Our Lord Jesus Christ took a body. He became flesh. And our ultimate end is to be transformed in our bodies like unto Christ. Sanctification is throughout the whole man. That's why in the New Testament, what you do with your bodies matters. What you look at with your eyes, where you go with your feet, what you do with your hands, every part of us is to be sanctified, set apart unto God, and transformed into the likeness of Christ. So sanctification is throughout the whole man. The second great truth is that this sanctifying transformation is imperfect or incomplete in this life, there abideth still some remnants of corruption in every part. Until the day we die, we sin. If any man says that he does not sin, says the Apostle John, he is a liar. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The remainder of this life will result in a yet imperfect, though increasing, sanctification. And this present imperfection or incompleteness of our sanctification is seen, you'll notice, in the continual and irreconcilable war that marks every believer's life. The flesh lusts against the spirit, Galatians 5:17, and the spirit against the flesh. There is an irreconcilable war. If there isn't an irreconcilable war, it means you're at peace with sin and you're not yet a Christian. One of the marks of a Christian is that there is this irreconcilable war, the flesh lusting against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And that's simply to say that perfection is reserved for our glorified state. Perfectionism in all its many forms is profoundly unbiblical, but more than that, is destructive of true godliness. Jim Packer recounts how he floundered as a young Christian, hardly knowing whether to think he was a Christian at all because of the conflicts within him, until he read John Owen on volume 6 on mortification. Then a world of biblical truth was opened up to him. This sanctifying transformation is imperfect in this life, but that does not mean we are to contentedly settle, if you excuse the split infinitive, for this state of affairs. Jesus said, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Paul could write to the Philippians, this one thing I do, forgetting that which lies behind, I press on towards the mark of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Indeed, one of the marks of a Christian, says the Apostle Peter, is that he or she seeks to make every effort to add to their faith. The third truth that's highlighted very briefly is that through the sanctifying Spirit of Christ, we will grow in grace and perfect holiness in the fear of God. Now, the confession speaks here unwisely, in my judgment, of the regenerate part. Through the sanctifying Spirit of Christ, the regenerate part doth overcome. It almost gives the impression that there is a regenerate part of us and an unregenerate part of us. That's not true. That's not the truth that they were trying to convey, but it's what the language conveys. Christians are not part regenerate. We are wholly regenerate. We have new natures. We don't have two natures. We have new natures, but new natures that sin. We are wholly regenerate, but sin remains an unholy, unwelcome intruder. It does not please the Lord, though it could have pleased him, to perfect us in righteousness this side of glory. But God will bring us to perfection, and the sanctifying Spirit of Christ will ensure that the saints grow in grace, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. God will bring to perfection the sanctifying work of the Spirit when we behold Christ and are made perfectly like him, as 1 John 3 puts it. And so, everyone who has this hope in Christ purifies himself just as he is pure. Sanctifications throughout the whole man, It's yet imperfect and incomplete in this life, but through the sanctifying Spirit of Christ, nothing is surer, but that God will bring to perfection that which he has purposed from times eternal. Amen.